95 times the word peace is used in the Catholic Bible. And although the word peace has one meaning, it does have more than one direction it can be used. Yes, you can use it in the context of no war type of peace. And many times in the Bible, the word peace is used in that way. But in the gospel today, it is not used to describe a world without war. The type of peace Jesus is using means you could have peace within you even if you are in the middle of a physical war all around you. Of course, Jesus wants us to have peace in our lives, like without war. But the peace he is leaving us, should we decide to take on the challenge, is an inner peace. A peace of mind that has no matter, I'm sorry, a peace of mind that no matter what happens to us physically in the world, like poverty, sickness, persecution, martyrdom, whatever, we have the peace in our hearts that we are true children of God and are truly destined for eternal life, immortality. People dream of it. Movies are made of it. Man has quested it for thousands of years. Indeed, a serious desire of many a person. So what if you found out that all you had to do was move to a particular city and you would live forever? For example, if you moved to Calgary, you would gain immortality immediately. Maybe we should have used a different city instead of Calgary, because I might even have second thoughts about immortality in Calgary. But anyway, you can imagine any place you would like. Not only immortality, but no hassle, no bills, no government. At least I don't expect many of them there. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Anyway, Jesus told us about this place and how to get there. So let's get into it. Love for Jesus is not just an emotion, but a commitment to obedience. By keeping the commandments, believers are not only following a set of rules, but demonstrating their love for him and his Father. Throughout the Bible, there are many examples of directions humans should take to stay in communion with God. Adam, don't eat that of that tree. Moses, strike the rock once. Israelites, don't intermarry, and many more. Sometimes God has good reasons for giving us these guidelines to live by, but many times it was to see if we would be obedient. Obedience to God. It is like buying a ticket to immortality. In our first reading, the whole subject of circumcision from Moses' time was to physically differentiate the Jews from the Gentiles, and also for the Jews to show love and obedience to God. But when Jesus sent the apostles out to the Gentiles to convert them, there was no directive about circumcision. So, as conditions change, God has the right to change the ground rules on any subject he wants. It's like parents. You are not old enough to drive a car, but later on, now you're old enough to drive a car. Jesus himself had removed the laws of distinction between clean and unclean people. So thankfully, Jesus put his church in place with Simon Peter, complete with the Holy Spirit, to guide the new and upcoming fledgling church through the controversies that would surface throughout the centuries. And the church continues to guide its people to this day. Nobody gave us the right to rewrite the Bible and God's rules to suit ourselves. The only right we have is whether we will be obedient or not. Oh, we can complain, we can try to rationalize, we can say things like, that doesn't make sense, or I don't believe that, I think, whatever. But it won't add up to a hill of beans when we meet the guy that made all the rules in the first place and holds all the cards. Jesus gave us a roadmap of how to get to heaven and immortality. And if we don't follow the map correctly, we will not get where we wanted to go. The second reading from Revelations describes a vision of Jerusalem coming down from the sky. It looks like a jewel, like crystal. It plants an imagery in our minds of an incredible place to be. The city of Jerusalem, as we know today, was the center of religion, and everything stemmed from there. After the temple was destroyed, and there was no central focal point, there was no high priest, and there was no restrictions as to who could make entrance to the holy place, God showed us a new Jerusalem that was in the vision, that was without prejudice, and was open to all. Whoever perseveres the persecutions or avoids the allurement of the liberal culture we live in today, following his commandments and his church, will enjoy the new Jerusalem. Although persecution is in some areas of the world, as in torture or suppression or even death penalties, are destined to break our faith, it is no less damaging to our faithful existence than pornography, living with someone out of wedlock, not attending church regularly, abortion or euthanasia, and many more. Cultures will persecute religion to try to force people to give up their faith. This is the devil's work. Bending to the allurements of the world is no different. It is again the devil's work. From the time I was a little kid, I heard the age-old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Quite often I would add, an apple a day, not an apple less the peel, less the seeds, less the core, the whole apple. I guess you could say that about following the word of God too. It's all of it. Not just the parts we want to digest. In the gospel, Jesus says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me, God's word. In a short while, we are going to cover the readings about the Pentecost. There was 120 people in the upper room when God sent the Holy Spirit upon them. The 12 apostles, the Virgin Mary, a few more women, and a lot of disciples. We are in good hands because of the legacy that they left behind and ongoing apparitions. The guidance of Christ's own church and the Holy Spirit that speaks to us through our conscience virtually all the time. We really don't have a good excuse for not making it to heaven and immortality. We all can have that inner peace within us that we are on the road to immortality because we have followed God's laws and his church. Peace be with you.